Recording acoustic 12-string guitar is not all that difficult for me. Recording complicated instruments like sitar is a challenge, and recording piano for me is just about impossible. The sound comes from everywhere. So here we go. We're looking for a spot on the 12-string that's harmonically interesting for microphone number one. You can hear after the note stops that there's still some resonance from the instrument. So this is a point of interest for our first microphone. Then microphone number two. We're looking for the same thing, but maybe for a different order in which the harmonics stack up. Then we just pan the mics left and right and see what we got. See if we have the big, weird, cool, transparent thing. There it is. That's fairly easy and all in a day's work. Once I was asked to record a session with the great poet Robert Bly. Robert Bly is well known for his own poetry and for translating great poets like Thomas Transtürmer, among others. Robert likes to recite his poetry accompanied by music, by musicians. In this case, two great players, Marcus Wise playing tabla and the great sitar player David Whetstone. I've known both of them for many years. Marcus's tabla I've recorded hundreds of times, very easy. The sitar, though, is a complicated animal. The sound comes from lots of places. It comes from the lower gourd, the upper gourd, the sympathetic strings, the strings themselves, and the sound of the plectrum, or the misrub on the strings. So I set up a small forest of microphones around David, trying to catch every interesting aspect of his instrument, and instead I ended up with nothing. So the recording aspect of the project was something of a failure. Guitar, easy. Sitar, complicated. And then we've got piano, which for me is nearly impossible, because the sound doesn't come from two places or five places, it just comes from everywhere. For me, the star of this recording, Lontano, is the recording of the piano. What stuck out to me was the wide, deep, weird, transparent, and yet present sound of the piano recording. You've got four things going for you here. Great musicians, great compositions, great performances, and a great engineer. The piano sound is just extraordinary. Wide, deep, dark, weird, transparent, and present. How do you do that? So, looking in the booklet, we're going to give the engineer some. As James Brown said, give the drummer some. We're going to give some to the engineer, the Tonmeister, Christoph Franck. Well done, Christoph. So you have releases like Lontano, where everything comes into place. very nicely. Great musicians, great compositions, great instruments, great recording. Four factors. One thing you can't really plan on, having music released at the right time. You can't really factor in sociological events and the tide of human history when you're settling on a date for a record release. It just doesn't work that way. But sometimes it seems like certain pieces of music come out at the right time in the right place. I would say that this happened for us here in the upper Midwest with this release by Benjamin Mousset, also on the good old ECM label, the album called Promontoire. For us here in the upper Midwest, in Minnesota, maybe in the United States in general, it's been something of a bleak autumn. It's grayish, dark, chilly, somewhat foreboding for lots of different reasons, political, epidemiological. And this CD, this group of compositions, seemed to fall right into place. The transparency moved into three dimensions, into our time here. This music just seemed to come out at the right time, at least for us in the upper Midwest, in Minnesota, maybe in the United States in general. This music just dropped into place and seemed to merge seamlessly with the time. And this is something you can't really plan as a record company. You can't have a meeting in the office and say, we need to release this music at just the right time in the future, sociologically. It doesn't work that way. But it does happen. Here we have it. Great instrument, great musician, great compositions, great engineer, Gérard de Haro, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And then for us, here, the right time.